Hello, Chicago, and welcome to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Moat, bringing you the theater news for the week of May 4th, 2009. The Jeff Committee announced 114 nominations for the Non-Equity Jeff Awards, which honor excellence in Chicago theaters not under a union contract. The Jeff Awards judged the opening of 130 productions offered by 57 non-equity producing organizations, making 54 of them eligible for non-equity Jeff Awards in 24 categories. Among the producing organizations, Lifeline Theater and Theo Ubique Theater Company led the nominees with over 13 noms. Steep Theater Company also came in strong with its new Lakeview home and 5 nominations. Red Moon Theater's creative brand of multimedia productions garnered 8 nominations for the company. Top nominated productions, with 7 each, were Theo Ubique's Evita, Lifeline Theater's world premiere adaptation of Mariette in Ecstasy, and House Theater of Chicago's Rose and the Rhyme. The 36th anniversary non-equity Jeff Awards ceremony will be held on Monday, June 8th at the Park West. For a complete list of the Jeff Award nominees, visit our theater news section. Cirque du Soleil and MSG Entertainment have announced a new touring show that is set to open first at the Chicago Theater starting on November 19th. Following Chicago, the show will premiere in New York and then tour additional cities. Show will be directed by David Shiner. This new production will present its own contemporary take on vaudeville. It'll feature short, fast-paced performances fused with innovative choreography. Shiner is the writer and director of the Cirque du Soleil Big Top touring show Kooza. He also created a two-man show Full Moon with Bill Irwin, which was one of the best audience participation shows I have ever seen. Cirque du Soleil began in 1984 with 20 street performers. It is now a major organization with more than 4,000 employees from over 40 different countries, including 1,000 performing artists. Pre-sale tickets are available exclusively to Cirque Club members and Chicago Theater insiders. Visit our news website for links on how to become a member of those organizations so you can get those tickets. The producers of The Color Purple have announced that American Idol winner Fantasia Barrino will reprise her starring role of Celie for the return of The Color Purple. It'll be making its home at the Ari Crown Theater for 2 weeks, running from September 2nd through the 13th. Fantasia began her path to international stardom when she became the winner of Fox Network's hugely successful competition American Idol back in 2004. She made her Broadway debut in The Color Purple back in 2007. She joins her Broadway castmate Felicia P. Fields, who originated the role of Sophia and for which Felicia received a Tony nomination. Tickets for The Color Purple are currently available. Detailed biographies of Fantasia, Felicia P. Fields, and the show are available on our website. Thank you for listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago News Podcast. Remember, you can find us here every Monday with more news ready for you to enjoy. So until next Monday, that is the theater news from Talk Theater in Chicago. And I'm your host, Dustin Moat.